She's got a terrific winning chance.
One man who always looks on the positives is Tony McAvoy. And why wouldn't you when you've got the favourite for the Golden Super? Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Very well. We're just debating the track and what it will mean tomorrow. What do you think a possible heavy track or on the borderline of slow heavy would mean for Sunlight?
Look, if it wasn't too deep, I think she'll be actually fine in it, guys. She's such a great competitor. I think it'll take more than a damp track to dull her. And with the forecast and the reports I'm getting, it's not going to be like last year. Like last year was a heavy 10-11. Mm. We're going to be maybe not in the heavy range with a bit of luck. So look, I'm getting more comfortable with it as this forecast is dissipating.
Tony, you've had some great associations with very good two-year-olds. Where does Sunline sit? She's 5 wins from 6 starts. She's got a Magic Millions already in the bag. Is she the best young horse you've worked with?
Probably is. Probably is, Michael. Like, gee whiz, you know, you go back to Rory's Jester, you go back to Private Show.
There's been some good
Miss
ones.
Finland, Mahasan. There's been some tremendous babies, and I'm missing a heap of them, I know, but... Look, the score's on the board with her, isn't it, really? She's just a great competitor. She's handled the travel. She's handled the pressure of that Magic Millions is one of the high-pressure races for two-year-olds around, and she handled that. And all the signs are she's ready to handle another high-grade contest.
Will be a great training performance by you and a great effort from the filly if she can win the slipper, because she's had a busy two-year-old campaign. She's travelled a lot, and this will be a 7th start. Backing up from last week, the same recipe you used to win the Magic Millions. Have you seen her come on much, bounce through that win?
Look, she has improved, Michael. She's tightened up a little bit, just showing a rib. And looks ready for a grand final to me now, whereas last week I thought she went in just a bit round and that's how she raced a little bit, and that's how she pulled up after that race. But it's brought her on in leaps and bounds, and she's thrived on it. She's eaten very well. So I'm very blessed and lucky to have a filly as tough as her, and she's just the ultimate two-year-old. She just wants it now. So... I've just been going with her, actually.
Tony, you've got a pretty good second banana in the race in Uhud. Although she's a maiden, she's got a lot of ability. What did you make of her trial on heavy ground a week or so ago?
Yeah, it was okay. We didn't send her out to do too much, Mick, but Karen McAvoy rode her for me, and Karen said she was really on her best behaviour at the gates, which has been a little bit of a problem for her. She pinged out in the blinkers, which has also been another little problem for her. And he said she travelled really strongly in behind them. When he popped her out, he said she was a little unsure on the soft ground, having been her first time on it. But he said the further they went, the more she was working it out. He thinks she'll handle a bit of wet ground, but it was just her first time on it and she was just a bit unsure. But, look, it was a pleasing trial. If you look at written buys, win in the Blue Diamond, and look at who's third in the Blue Diamond. She had a much tougher run and really hit the line strong. So I think she's a great second stringer for me and should run really well.
You've got that form line, as you mentioned, with Written By. Judging by that, do you think she is the best horse in the race, Sunlight?
Yeah, I do. I do, Michael. She's the score's on the board, as I say. She's handled. She's had a grand final, and I think that puts them in good stead if they've actually had to really tough it out. And Written By, he had a pretty tough little run last week. Can he back it up in 7 days? I know my filly can, so that gives me comfort. And horses like Seabrook, which has got huge ability and talent, just at her third run, has she had the grounding for a hard, tough Golden Slipper? I'm not so sure. But I wouldn't swap my filly.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating race, and she's a deserved favourite as well. We wish you all the best tomorrow in the Golden Slipper. You got a nice hand in at Morville as well. Have you got a little winner for us there?
Well, look, I would say if there's anyone that likes to have a little wager, they should, if they follow Faulty Towers, there's a horse in the last in Adelaide. They should
Manuel. Very nice.
I know nothing.
I don't think that was Faulty Towers.
No.
What is the Manuel one with the tip? Dragonfly. Was it Dragonfly?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask Gary.
John Cleese. You use the money.
He's the expert.
Well, let's hope you can get the cash both in Sydney and also over in Adelaide. Good luck, Tone.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us, fella. Thank you.
Tony McAvoy there. All right, Mick, let's get your final thoughts. So you've got it down to six. Who are you putting on top?
Al Merton on top. At the odds, I'm going to back him each way. Al Merton, I do hope...